We're talking travel today with Christina Boyer from All Aboard Travel in downtown Hillsdale. Welcome back.
Hi, how are you?
Or aloha, I guess, right?
Aloha, exactly.
We'll talk about Hawaii here in just a second. Now, we're in these couple of weeks here. Now, Indiana has started school. A lot of other states have started school back. Michigan, not till after Labor Day. But from what I hear, actually, this is a pretty decent time to travel to some of those destinations, amusement parks, those kinds of things, because the traffic's going to be a little lower here for a couple of weeks, isn't it?
It sure is. There's always some really great deals that are going on in those areas. So if you're looking to do that last trip to, you know, the Wisconsin area or, you know, Myrtle Beach or even getting down to Florida into Disney World, I mean, this is the time when you're going to have a lot less passengers because so many of the other kids have started school.
Yeah, and if you don't have kids, it'd be probably perfect even after Labor Day because it'll be even less traffic there.
Even better. You do have to be careful, though. This is kind of the weather season. You know, it is hurricane season from August through early December. But as long as things are looking good, you know, you always have a great opportunity. I've traveled in September many a years and not had a drop of rain, but you just never know.
Okay, and then that obviously leads us to the idea of travel insurance, just in case something would come up.
You got it. It's always very important to have, and there are, you know, not even small things like maybe work-related reasons or the weather that's going on, but just even that unforeseen. You know, I just recently had a customer who was traveling with me to Hawaii that unfortunately her son and grandchildren were in a major car accident the day before we left, and she wasn't able to go. She got her entire vacation back. A little bit of paperwork, but she'll have it all back in financial money, with the exception of the, you know, $200 she paid for travel insurance.
Wow. Great deal.
It's pretty awesome.
It is. All right. Well, let's talk about Hawaii. Are you still glowing over that?
I am. And when everybody says the word, I do just have to grin just a little bit. And the weather was perfect. You know, we were there right before the storms came in, so even better. This year, we had 67 passengers with us. So it was a great group of people. And believe it or not, everybody was on time all the time. as were my buses, so always a good thing, you know. But we had a few days where I joked I got to boss them around while we were doing some touring. And then we did get on the cruise ship, so everybody had a little bit more of their individuality and were able to do what they were wanting to do. But it was one thing. You know, Ken, what people always say to me is, I don't want to go to Hawaii. I don't want to deal with that flight. You know, it's such a long ways. I will, after polling all those people, have very good news to say. Everybody was like, you know what, it was worth every minute on that plane. So as treacherous as it feels, and most of our flights for us, you have two options. You know, we can fly from Detroit and make a stop on the West Coast so that you're breaking it up into two flights, you know, of about equal. Or you can get on in Chicago and make that longer flight over. But if you've been thinking about Europe or South America or you've done Australia, you know, Hawaii is just a drop in a bucket. That's no big deal. So it's not as far as you think. But the people are very welcoming. Each island has its own personality. You know, Oahu and Waikiki Beach is very, very busy. I mean, we were actually caught in traffic once, and it was like being up on 14 in Detroit during rush hour. We all had to giggle. But there are so many people trying to get in and out of Waikiki who are working there. And then you also, you know, once you're down there, you've got lots of places to walk and see and shops and beautiful restaurants and hotels sitting right there on the beautiful beach. You know, then maybe you go to a more quiet destination like Kauai, which is my favorite. It's the Garden Island. It is the most tropical of all of the islands. And out on the Napili Coast, you see those beautiful, you know, cliff-to-sea, you know, walls and all of the great greenery and rainbows everywhere. But you have lots of little beaches. The Waimea Canyon is like the Grand Canyon, but has a little bit more different, you know, vegetation there throughout. 600-foot waterfalls. We actually took a helicopter out over Molokai, so I can say I've accomplished that island also. And once you get over there, you know, you see animals running around. I mean, you see sheep and deer and all of these great reefs that are right up against the island. And it's just a really cool place to think about that there's hardly anybody, you know, 3,000 people barely, you know, are living and visiting these islands. Where, you know, other ones you have many, many more. Maui is a favorite for everybody. We have lots to do there. My husband did some fishing, found himself just under a 40-pound mahi-mahi.
Wow.
Very, very cool. They spent the whole day out on the water, which was nice for me because I spent the whole day out on the beach. So we ever, you know, you had a lot of sightseeing that you could do. The banyan trees, if you've never seen a banyan tree, they come down and they regrow themselves from the top as roots. So this tree is just monstrous, where roots just continue to keep growing and growing off this tree. It's very cool. In the Big Island, of course, on Volcano National Park, it's very unique to see, you know, how they have done, and the geologists, and what they, all the scientific factors that they have there. So if you are into science, that is a neat thing to see what they do, and how, you know, they graph everything and take on what's going on with that, you know, volcano that is actually erupting to this day.
Talking to Christina Boyer from All Aboard Travel in downtown Hillsdale on our travel show today. Now, you guys tackled this by cruise ship, though, right? Going from kind of port to port, island to island that way, right?
That way we did. So we spent 3 days in Oahu so that we could get our bearings. And, you know, and it's a good thing to do, because that six-hour time change really creeps up on you after a few days. You know, so you are up at the crack of dawn, and, you know, the funny thing is about Hawaii is it seems like everything is closing at 6, so it's okay to go to bed early there. But then we got on the cruise ship and spent 7 days, so we were able to see all the different islands. But the unique part about that is you don't have to have a passport. I'll be honest, it kind of freaked me out. Like, all week long, I kept saying, I really don't need to take my birth certificate, you know, because I've traveled so much where you have to have passports and birth certificates, or, you know, all they looked at was your driver's license. It was so easy. But you spent 2 full days in Maui. So you had plenty of time to enjoy that island and not feel like you were rushed. You spent 2 different spots on the Big Island and a day and a half up in Kauai. So you were doing some stopping and going, but you didn't have to feel like every day you'd be back on the boat by 6 o'clock.
Yeah.
So that was really nice.
And you didn't have to pack or unpack there, right?
Because you never had to pack or unpack. You always knew where your dinner was going to be if you wished to find it, breakfast in the morning, fun shows. We actually had a gentleman who was on our boat who was a member of the, evening show, I should say, and he's with a place here, and he started off in Jonesville, and he went to school in Jonesville, so being a Jonesville alum myself, you know, it made it very fun, and he was very big into the Sauk Theater, and so a lot of people knew him from there, but we had a chance to sit down and have dinner with him and hear a little bit about how life on the ship is for somebody who is not an actual crew member. And we also got a chance to see him in the show, and we did sit in the front row and, you know, razz him a little bit. So it was really kind of neat. You know, we learned a little bit about that, too. The staff was very nice. We were on Norwegian Cruise Line. They're the only one that every week does that exact same route. And the freestyle cruising was so nice. I mean, if I wanted to come back and take a nap after being somewhere and then go to dinner, great. If you wanted to sit by the pool longer, or maybe go have a cocktail, or go listen to, you know, somebody who's playing music before dinner, you were never feeling like, oh, we have to hurry up and get dressed and get to dinner at 5, or what are we going to do until dinner at 8? You know, we never had that. You went to dinner whenever you wanted. So if I was ready for dinner at 6, great. If I was ready for dinner at 8, fine. You know, you didn't have any of that concern. Now, they do have some specialty restaurants that you can choose to pay extra. We chose to eat at a few of them, like the French restaurant, because I'm a huge fan of that. And I will say the service and the food was definitely stepped up. So if you have that opportunity, even though, you know, nowadays the cruise ships are having a great value, whether you're in Hawaii or whether you're in the Caribbean or doing the Fall Foliage or Alaska, you know, the food is still very good. And new time cruisers aren't really noticing it. What I'm seeing is past guests who have cruised are suddenly saying, it's not what it used to be 10 years ago. Well, that specialty restaurant that I spent $20 on is what it used to be 10 years ago. Okay. So it does cost a little bit more once you're there, if you choose, completely your choice, but it's a different experience. So you can do, you know, French restaurants, Italian. We did the Japanese, you know, Benihana, Tapenaka-style restaurant once, where they're cutting it all up in front of you, and, you know, the chefs are flinging the knives. And, you know, they have those kind of experiences if you choose to indulge in those experiences.
Christina Boyer from All Aboard Travel on the line with us this morning. Now, is this a couple's trip? Is this a family trip? What would you recommend for people?
Well, it depends. You know, a lot of people are going there for honeymoons, anniversaries. I would say the majority of my customers who are going to Hawaii, because it does become quite a bit of a cost. You know, I mean, if you're going to go spend, you know, if you're going to do a condo and you save a little money, you know, maybe fly from island to island and don't do the cruise, you know, you're looking at about, oh, let's say, you know, $5 a gallon for beer, and, or $5 a gallon for milk, and, you know, $25 an 18-pack for beer. You know, so things are a little bit more expensive because everything is shipped in. So you do see some families go, and I was very surprised how many I saw there. But a lot of the activities are really great for older kids. So if you like to travel with your teenagers, there's a ton of things that you can do, from ATVing, kayaking, you know, some hiking trips, zip lining, of course, you know. And other times, like, my kids would not have enjoyed so much just being on the bus and making stop after stop. You know, that's not something the kids enjoy. But there are kids' things to do there. Aquariums, sea life centers, where they really bring them in depth. The Polynesian Cultural Center, luau's, you know. So there's things to do for every personality.
All right. So when are you going back?
As soon as I can. Although my husband says I've got a couple things on the, you know, on the next couple years coming up, so I'm going to have to. I did have someone ask if we would do another trip, and I probably will not do another group since we had this one went so well. I will not do one right away, but we've been doing Hawaii like crazy for individual customers, and I promise that just like I was there, somebody will meet you at the airport and get you to where you're going to be, and we'll get your tours included for you and everything that you need. So you can make it as leisurely or as planned as you would like to fit your style, and I can help you do that.
All right. Christina Boyer from All Aboard Travel on the line with us this morning. Let's talk about some other trip, because you're taking a trip to Chicago this fall.
We are, and everyone always loves. You know, we named it many years ago, Shop Till You Drop, but that's completely up to you. So this time last year, we did one that was just a one-dayer. This year, we're going to overnight. Back by popular demand, everybody said it was too tiring. We didn't get to see as much as we wanted. So we have an opportunity to stay right downtown. We're going to leave December 7th in the morning, and then once we get there, you are free to do as you choose. You can shop, you can eat, you can go to the museums, you can go to a show. We moved it to December this year, so everyone would have a chance to maybe see those Christmas shows. We've been just missing them the last couple of years. Right, we are staying in a suite-style hotel, so you've got either, you know, one king or two double beds and a little settee right there in your room. Breakfast and baggage handling is included for you. There's a pool, a hot tub, a workout room if you need to do that too. I know I walk enough while I'm going from restaurant to restaurant in Chicago that I pretend to think that I take care of that. And then when we come home on Sunday, you'll have all morning free, and then we'll come home Sunday, you know, early evening, so that we're back at a reasonable time. So it only starts off at $145 based on four people in a room. And then, of course, there is prices for three, or if you have two people sharing a room, I believe the price is $195 per person. And that's hotel, taxes, breakfast, baggage handling, and your motor coach transportation.
800-968-8747, the number to call, 800-968-8747 for All Aboard Travel, downtown Hillsdale. Folks still thinking of even they go on that trip, but obviously any fall, holiday-wise, need to be booking now, and it's not too early to start thinking about spring break next year.
It's not. You know, the prices are already a little bit higher than we like, you know, but once the school calendars come out and come September, early October, people really start booking those. So you've got a couple extra weeks. Well, I'm giving you that reminder. Find out your school calendar. We're pretty positive exactly what spring break dates are already. And let's go ahead and get that booked for you and get exactly what you want before the big rush. And if you're looking to travel in January, there are airline tickets to Florida under $300 round trip right now. So, and that's even to Miami, connecting on cruise ship days.
Wow.
So if you're thinking about going after Christmas, before the rush, give us a call and we'll work you through some great, wonderful. I just did a 7-night cruise for $2,600, including airfare and transfers.
Wow, per person?
Mm-hmm. In a balcony cabin. No, yeah. Total for two.
For two?
$2,600 for two, 7-night cruise, balcony cabin, airfare, and transfers.
Wow, great stuff.
So you can look at that in December, you can look at that in January, but give us a call and we'll see what we can do for you.
That's why they call you the travel experts, right?
You betcha.
All right. Thanks, Christina. We'll talk soon.
Bye, Ken.
Christina Boyer from All Aboard Travel in downtown Hillsdale. Again, 800-968-8747. That's their number.